Hey folks, welcome to the 43rd message of the Audio Teaching Sermon Series, where our only mission is to educate believers on the brilliant Word of God. We do this by taking a deep dive into Scripture via the close examination of the Greek and the Hebrew from the original texts. Hello, I'm Pastor Jefferson, and today we'll be covering the third prophecy of the fig tree, as spoken of by Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Recall, it says in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 32, "Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When already the branch is to be made tender, and it puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near." If you recall, there are three prophecies associated with this parable, and all relate to the coming end times of the age of Adam. The first, I entitled The Distant, was associated with the coming of Christ, which is and remains the sole purpose of God bringing us the Bible. The second prophecy had to do with the appearance of the nation of Israel and how that, when combined with the arrival of Christ, gave us four intervals which prove the end of the age is indeed near. This is why I call this one the temporal. Today, we'll discuss the third, named the imminent. When we look up the word imminent, we find it means ready to take place, as in happening soon. But there is a secondary meaning which fits here even better. It says, often used of something bad or dangerous, seen as being menacingly near. The appearance of the fig tree is the one big sign or signal which Jesus gave us, which is impossible to ignore. The creation of a new Hebrew nation against all historical odds is something which cannot be hidden or explained away. And the hidden part of the prophecy is that this new state of Israel will not be removed from the world stage either. Israel is here to stay. Since her creation, there have been seven wars seeking to destroy her, but all have failed. And all will fail, as Israel will still be here when Jesus returns. For out of her will come the one the Bible describes as the Antichrist. You know, I like to compare the appearance of the fig tree with the historical eruption of Mount Vesuvius in the year 79 AD. It destroyed the Roman cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum, along with most of their populations. It was among the largest eruptions in recorded modern history, ultimately releasing 100 times the thermal energy of the two atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Over 30,000 people were believed to have lost their lives. The simple reason is they ignorantly disregarded the signs which appeared prior to the eruption. There were assorted earthquakes, there was the appearance of ash and pumice, along with the sounds of explosions coming from the mountain. Folks now like to say they were caught by surprise. Nope. Vesuvius had a recent history of numerous eruptions in the three decades preceding the major eruption in 79. All the signs were either ignored or explained away. We see the same thing today. Jesus spent the first 31 verses of Matthew chapter 24 telling the church of believers what was going to happen in the final years of humanity. These signs and symptoms will happen primarily in the final 7 years of the age of Adam. And, just for clarity, the reason I say the age of Adam is that the surviving Hebrew people sequestered at Petra will continue living far beyond the second coming of Christ. They will live through the millennial reign of Him and beyond. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 36 through 40 makes it clear God will keep them around forever. Back in message 16, we discussed in detail the signs of the end of the age as stated in Daniel chapter 12. I recommend you go back and review that message. As we dig deeper into prophecy, it will help you understand just how close we are to the end. We can even now feel the earthquakes. We can see ash and smell the pumice coming out of the top of the mountain. We can hear the distant explosions. So please, stop telling yourself or listening to others say that this is all just a coincidence and that I and people like me somehow don't know what we are talking about.